The issue of funding is a responsibility agreed between the two countries in implementation of the Australian border security policy, that it's a matter for the government of Australia. We are happy with what has happened up to this point, and there are ongoing discussions between our officials and the officials of the Australian government. And as I've said, the ongoing discussions relate to what we do with those who have determined, those that have determined under the relevant legislation as genuine refugees under the convention, where they should be settled. And if they don't want to settle, what do we do with them?
There are conflicting figures out there as to just how many asylum seekers are left at the Marnus Detention Centre, but also how many have been deemed to be refugees. I'm wondering if you could firstly just clear those numbers up for us. And also, do you believe that the Australian government should bear the most responsibility in terms of resettling these people?
Well, let me give you the total figures. There's about 1,600 is the total population. Of that, 857 are at the Manus Refugee Processing Centre. About 62 of them are at the Transit Centre in East Loringal. And 24 have resettled in PNG in different locations. In relation to the numbers that you've mentioned, there is actually 560 of them who have been determined as genuine refugees for the purposes of resettlement in Papua New Guinea under the agreement. But these 560 people do not want to resettle in PNG, and that's why I was at the meeting in the UN in one of the high level refugees and migration summits, explained to the membership of the UN that attended that summit that there was a need for help in the settlement of the persons who did not want to resettle in Papua New Guinea. So if the world was able to help, then we were looking to the international community, and of course we would need Australia to help us.
You're also here to discuss the issue of visas on arrival for PNG citizens who visit Australia. Why is this such an important issue for you?
Well, as I've said in the context of the earlier discussion, Australia is a close friend of Papua New Guinea, and the relationship between our two countries and our peoples go a long time, and our people are concerned why they cannot visit Australia as and when they should, particularly in circumstances where the government of Japan has permitted our citizens to visit that country with visas on arrival, so as the Republic of Indonesia. So more than 3 years ago, the matter has been discussed at the Forum of Ministers in Port Moresby. Then 3 years on, we have not made much progress. So I wanted to find out, you know, what the hold-up was and what we can do to progress the impediments, if there are any, so that you know, this facility can be made available.
Earlier this year, your government allowed Australian tourists to receive free visas on arrival to your country. Do you believe, in light of that development, there's more of an impetus for Australia to change its policy on PNG visitors to Australia?
Well, reciprocation is always a matter which, diplomatically speaking, in the relationship between two friendly nations, there should always be reciprocal arrangements, and we believe that by ensuring that that Australian citizens arrive in Papua New Guinea with visas on arrival, then they should reciprocate what the goodwill that that we have demonstrated, and we need to speed up what the technical people have been doing for the last 3 years so that the issue can be brought to the forefront and be dealt with, particularly when other countries in the region are doing it.
And if this issue doesn't get resolved to your satisfaction, do you believe it'll continue to be a thorn in the relationship between Australia and Papua New Guinea?
Well, as I've said, the relationship between Australia and Papua New Guinea is founded on so many bases. Visa is not the primary basis of the relationship. However, that is an issue of major concern, sentiment, which is a feeling of the whole of our citizens that we are so close to Australia, yet there is so many difficulties that they have to encounter in the process of seeking an opportunity to visit a very close neighbor and a very friendly country who has very strong ties with our people and our country.